Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that a lot of people dream about, but maybe don't fully understand the ins and outs of buying a home with a pool. David, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, pools are one of those things that sound amazing until you actually own one, you know? There's a lot more to it than just enjoying summer days with friends and family.
Oh, I can imagine. So when someone's looking at a home with a pool, what are the biggest things they should be thinking about that maybe they're not?
Well, first off, maintenance. People see the pool and think about the fun part, but they don't realize how much work goes into keeping it clean, balanced, and safe. You're looking at chemical costs, equipment repairs, and potentially hiring someone to maintain it if you don't want to do it yourself. That's a real ongoing expense.
Right? So it's not just a one-time purchase. It's like having another responsibility, almost like a second home inside your home. What about the financial side? Like, does having a pool actually add value to a property?
That's the tricky part. It depends on your market and your buyer pool. In some areas, a pool is a huge selling point and can add value. But in others, it might actually be a liability because not everyone wants one. The cost to install a pool can be significant, but you might not recoup that investment when you sell. Plus, if the pool needs repairs or is outdated, that becomes a major negotiation point.
Wow. So you could spend all this money on it, and then when you go to sell, it might not help you at all. That's interesting. What about insurance and liability? I feel like that's something people don't think about.
Exactly. Insurance costs go up when you have a pool because of liability concerns. If someone gets hurt in your pool, you could be facing a lawsuit. You need proper fencing, gates, and safety equipment. Some insurance companies charge significantly more, and some won't even cover pool-related incidents without extra premiums. It's definitely something to factor into your budget.
Okay, so let me ask you this. If someone is really interested in a home with a pool, what should they actually do before making an offer? Like, what's the smart move here?
Get a professional pool inspection. Don't skip this. You want to know the condition of the pump, filter, deck, and the shell itself. Older pools can have cracks or structural issues that are expensive to fix. Also, ask the seller for maintenance records. How often was it serviced? Has anything major been repaired recently? And definitely get multiple quotes on what annual maintenance would cost in your area.
That's smart. So you're basically doing your homework before you commit. One more thing, for someone who's on the fence, like they like the idea of a pool but aren't sure, what would you say?
I'd say be honest with yourself about how much you'll actually use it. If you live somewhere hot and you love swimming, great. But if you're in a cooler climate or you're not really a pool person, it might just be a money pit. And consider renting a place with a pool for a summer or two to see if it's really your lifestyle. Sometimes the dream doesn't match the reality.
No kidding. That's really solid advice. Well, this has been super helpful, David. I think anyone considering a pool home is going to get a lot out of this conversation. Thanks so much for breaking it all down.
Thanks for having me. It's a fun topic, but yeah, just make sure you're making an informed decision. A pool can be amazing, but only if you're ready for what comes with it.